Well, I was trying to come up with a more creative way of welcoming you to the SermonCoach.com podcast today, but man, I ran into a mental block. We do welcome you back, and we're going to talk about mental blocks today, so it's just in the nick of time, at least in my case. I'm your host, Dean Wilson, and we're talking with Dr. David Maines, the director of SermonCoach.com, resources for pastors to help pastors create more effective, life-transforming sermons. Well, David, during your radio and television career, you were producing 6 radio and 5 television programs a week for who knows how many years. Didn't you sometimes run out of ideas?
My prevailing sin during that time was workaholism, okay? So I know a lot about workaholism. I did occasionally, you know, because I was tired, I was thinking, how will I come up with another idea? But I learned how to work through that pretty quickly, because when you're in the pastorate, it seems like Sunday is every 3 days. It just goes very fast in between. When you're doing a broadcast every day, 6 days a week, and a television show at the same time, 5 days a week for a half hour, Sundays, there's no Sunday. It's just, you know, Sunday you go to church and then you're back into the grind again. So I learned pretty quickly on how to work through those mental blocks. And there, I really can't think during the whole of the time of any occasion where I said, I have just totally run dry. I have nothing more to give. I have told you everything I possibly could tell you, and please leave me alone. Not really, no. I felt like mental blocks were something I dealt with very well.
Well, what were some of the ways that you dealt with it? If you came up on you had to do a broadcast, the radio broadcast for 15 minutes, the television programs were half an hour, is mm-hmm. that correct?
Yes.
That's a lot of airtime to cover. That's a mm-hmm. lot of airtime.
I could say that I did it by doing very schlucky programs, but that's not really true.
Well, that doesn't compute with me, because you won an award in 1995 for the best Christian television program, so I'm not going to accept that answer. You must have had some techniques to help you get through that mental block.
I always went to friends, Dean, and I was always keeping lists of possible, you know, program ideas and so on. When I would go to lunch with somebody, we would talk about different things, but I'd say, take just a moment. If you could have a program that would be helpful to you, what would you have somebody do it on? And I would write notes to those. And I had these many, many list notes. I still have a whole list of things that we could talk about, because when I'm driving in the car, I think, oh, I'm going to see Dean. I'll be recording with him. I need to have some ideas on programs, and I just keep a list. They're not all mine. In fact, some of my best ideas come from other people. I didn't have to go to lunch, or that would have run me dry pretty quickly. I would just pick up the phone, and I would talk to whoever the person happened to be, and maybe they call me. And then I would say, you know, before you hang up, what would be a program that would be helpful to you if I could do one that you tune into and say, oh, that is really right on target? I had a staff, and I would use the staff to brainstorm. I would say, okay, we need to do some programs. We got a 50-day adventure coming up. What would be the theme of this? Most of the time, the big themes that people thought were really good, you know, you do a adventure, which was 8 Sundays and the 7 weeks in between. One of the titles was What to Do When You Don't Know What to Do. That was a great title. I didn't think of it. I can't even tell you who thought of it, but I remember the brainstorm session when somebody thought of it. What to do when you don't know what to do. I think that's a great theme.
That is a great theme.
And we did these. I remember one of the Advent themes we did. It was From Humbug to Hallelujah. That's a wonderful theme. Now, I didn't think of that. That was a pastor, and I still know who it was. That was Doug, and he came up with that idea, From Humbug to Hallelujah. That's really good. I wish I had thought of that. I didn't. In a lot of ways, people probably thought I did, because we eventually did the Advent series on that. I gave him credit all along. I always have. But I found that my brain, after a while, tires out, but I have to ask for help. And so I did that regularly. It didn't bother me, and I found that people enjoyed being a part of the whole process.
Okay, well, you had a staff of over 50 working with you. What about the pastor who is the church's only employee? What does he do? Well, or what does she do?
Maybe there are 50 people in that church.
Ah,
I mean, in some ways, 50 parishioners are just as good as 50 employees. I mean,
sure.
You don't have to pay their Social Security or anything.
There you go.
You know, I had no problem. I was shameless. I remember times when I would get stuck, and I would go over to the warehouse. Chris was the warehouse guy. He wrote He wrote country western songs as a hobby. So we were very different. I mean, I don't listen to country western, but that was his world. He loved it. But I also found that he had a lot of ideas in terms of programs. And I'd go over and I'd say, how's the shipping going? Well, we put out X number of trucks today. And I'd say, you know what? Have you got any ideas just in what's around us to programs we could do? And then he was a baseball fan, you know, and so he'd tell me something from baseball. And there were just resources everywhere that I found that I could talk to people about. So if you have a congregation of 25 people, you got 25 individuals you can go to. In fact, if you prefer, because you say, well, they won't think I'm the spiritual giant I should be if I ask my own congregation, you should have some friendships with other pastors anyway. You know, so I don't know if this is fair, but I would go to other pastors. Still, I ask this all the time, Dean, what are you preaching? Oh, that's a good idea. You know, what's the basic theme of that? I'd like to do it. Would you be bothered if I tried to put together a series on that as well? Could I see what you put together? You know, mm-hmm. And I just kept it going all the time, and those lists were there, and I sound like I was on top of it, and the truth of the matter is I felt I was on top of it. That was a horrendous schedule I was under. And again, yeah. I say I'm not proud that I was workaholic. That was a sin, and we can talk about that because I think that's a huge problem for a lot of ministers. But at the same time, mental blocks, they weren't a problem.